in the Mahavishek. The Mahavishek is performed in our temple according to the Purushottam. And in the beginning, all the paraphernalia and the arrangements which are to be performed are like this. In the beginning, you have to put a small pot of brass or of earth in which you have to put a red cloth tied with a string. That is called kalaya. It is a red and yellow string which is tied around it. Before tying the mouth of that pot, you have to put the following things. Barley, jaw, what you call jaw?
Jaw.
Jaw, kush, dhoop, sarso, chandan, chamal, gobar, and dahi. These are the ingredients which you have to put in that pot, and after that, the second thing is you have to put in a small earthen pot, an earthen bowl, sarsam. That is called digband.
Digband.
You have to sprinkle that sarsam in all the sides. East, corner of the east and south. South, corner of the south and west. West, corner of the west and north. North, and the corner of the east and north. Then on the upward, downward, and just making the circle and sprinkling on all the sides. That is called digband.
Sesame seeds.
Sesame seeds. Third is, you have to put a kalash. That is called kalash sthapan. It should be an earthen pot with panch pallav, five types of leaves. Nariyal, meaning coconut on the top of it. Phool mala, meaning garlands and flowers. And the fourth item is Ganesh Pujan. In a small plate, you have to put roli, chamal, batashas for bhog, phool mala, dakshina, some coins, and bit leaves. Fifth is sankalp. In sankalp, you have to put betel nuts, flowers, and rice. In padya, you have to put sama ke chamal. It is a special kind of rice which is called sama. And durba, lotus beads, and quail. Quail is a leaf, a green leaf, which you can get from the gardens. Seventh is arg. In arg you have to put til, sarso, phool, chandan, durba, rice, jab, and kusha. These all things is mixed and they are crushed in a mortar, and then you have to put it in the conch shell with water and pour it as argha. So is the case with pad, and so is the case with sankalp. Then the eighth item is achman. In achman, you have to put jayafal, labang, cloves, and kankol. Kankol is a dry herbs, which you can. I will give you the list of the dry herbs which you have to collect from the market, and the green herbs which you have to collect from the garden. Then there is madhupak. Madhupak means yogurt, ghee, and honey. This makes the madhupak.
Only.
Tenth, after performing this arga, padya, achman and madhupak, you have to perform an arati. It should be in a plate with putting the mashed flour and mixing some haldi. What you say to haldi?
Haldi,
I know. Haldi. Mix with that. You have to just make a small lotus or a satya, swastik, and then you put the 9 ghee sticks and burn them, and that is done as an aarti. Not the, those aartis which you use daily.
Yes.
That is called, that's not aarti, it is called aarta. Aarta. 11th is, you have to mash til, mustard. What do you call til? Sesame.
Sesame
seeds. You just crush it, mix some water, and that should be pasted on the body of the deity. When it is before the bath, as you use the message of oil before taking the bath, so it is just the tilpisti. It is called tilpisti, crushed tils. And then you have to put some til in water, and you have to make the deities bathe with that til water. Then panchagabhya. You have to offer all these things separately. First milk, then yogurt, then ghee, then gobar, gaumutra, and kushodak, the water with kusha. That is panchagabhya. Then panchamrta. Milk, yogurt, ghee, honey, and sugar. Then you have to, 15th item is with hot water. After making the avishek with all these panchamrta, you have to pour the hot water in a conch shell, and that should be poured on the deity. And the 16th item is sarvaushadhi. Sarvaushadhi contains jatamasi, bach, koot, chhar chabila, haldi, daru haldi, narakchur, champa, and motha. These are the ingredients which you have to mix in sarvaushadhi. And after getting this mixture, you can put that mixture in the conch shell and pour water, and putting the tulsi leaves in it, and making the mudras, you can pour on the head of the deity. Then mahaushadhi. Mahaushadhi contains sahdei, bach, katahari, baryar, gangeran, sankhahuli, katai, and hulhul. These all medicines are mixed, and they are put in the conch shell, and with putting water in it, and tulsi leaves, and making mudras, you can pour over the deities.
These herbs should be crushed up?
Crushed up.
Powder?
Yes. Not powder. Yes, you have to. Powder. And 18th is sumangli. Sumangli means kamalgatta, this seed. Gurat, gorochan, dhub, kush, piyabas, chameli, and kund. These are the ingredients in sumangli. You have to use all those ingredients, and by mixing, making the paste of it or crushing it, you should put in the conch shell and then pour in the water. Then bijastak. Bijastak means jab, wheat, rice, sesame seeds,
sesame
seeds, sama. Sama is a kind of rice. It is white, small. Green like. Pasai ki chamal. It is another kind of rice, pasai. Kangni and dhan. This is bijastak. You have to mix them and do the same procedure as I told you previously regarding mahaushadhi and sumangli. All mixed together. And there is pacharatni. Pacharatni means 5 jewels. It should be pearl, red jewel,
ruby,
green,
emerald,
and emerald. And gold, and one more jewel. I will tell you the actual name. So you can put that pacharatni in the conch shell and dip in the water, and that water is poured on the deity. That is called Ishnan by Pacharatni. Then Pushpishnan. You can put a very fine flower, and by that flower water, you can pour the water on the deity. Then Phalishnan. You can put the fruit, some fruit, complete fruit, in the water, and just put that water on the deity.
You don't crush the fruit?
No. The full water, full fruit. And then Ashtagandha. Ashtagandha means 8 kinds of perfumes. Kasturi, Agar, Jatamasi, Kesar, Chandan, Khas, Kapoor and Guruchan.
And?
Guruchan. It is from the cow's hair it comes out from. Guruchan. So by mixing all these are all perfumes. And you mix them and pour that perfumed water on the deity. Now at present we are using so many perfumes. But the original, these are the costly perfumes for the deity. And 24th is, you must prepare the sandalwood paste, pulp, and just put that pulp on the deity and pour the water. Then Shahastradhara. There is a pot which has got so many holes. You put that, you hold that pot, and in that pot you have to put first Sharvaushadhi, and pour water, then Ashtagandha, then pour water, then Bijastak, then pour water, then put some flower, pour water, then put some fruits, then pour water, and then put that Pacharatni, that five jewels, and then pour water. That is Shastradhara. As we take shower, so is the deity is taking shower out of that.
First, you offer these items in a conch shell.
No, you have to put items directly to that pot, which has got holes.
Shastradhara.
And then Ashtakalash. Mane, 8 earthen pots with Jamuna water, put them to sea leaves and put that water. It should be prepared beforehand so that water may become cool. And then pour that water on the deity's head. And in that water, you should put Tulsi, Chandan, and by adding Tulsi and Chandan, you can pour that water on the head of the deity. Then 16 full of conch shell, different. It should be 16 in number. Mix this saffron and paste with the water, and put that 16 conch shell of water on the deities 16 times. The abhishek is finished. This is whole procedure of the abhishek, and these are the things which are to be used in the thing. After the abhishek is finished, there is Maharajopchar Pujan. And in that Maharajopchar Pujan, you have to arrange these things in this order. First, the sacred thread. Second, Nirmanchan. Nirmanchan contains Sahadei, Hulhul, Surpuvarna, Kush, Silas, Haldi and Daru Haldi. This is Nirmanchan. Nirmanchan, you have to just move it around the deity only, and then put it in the plate where. Then Drishti. Drishti means the deity is so beautiful that someone may not have the bad effects of his sight. So Drishti means that is neem, leaves, rai, sendha non, meaning rock salt, and sarsam. You just first move it on the deity and put it in the fire. Then you have to leave a fish in the water by showing it to the deity. Fish is very auspicious. That is why it is shown to the deity first and then it is thrown in the water. Then you have to do Arg, Paj and Ashman. And the following things are to be collected in the Mahadauchar Pujan: Gandha, Girashila, Dhan, Dhoop, Phool, Phal, Dahi, Ghee, Satya, Sindur, Sankh, Kajjan, Roli, Chandi, Tama, Sarson, Darpan, Deepak, and after collecting all these things, you have to move all these things just round the body of the deity 7 times. And after that, there is a Dhoop Aarti, and the bhog is offered. And when the bhog is offered, then the whole procedure of the abhishek is complete. And then you can have the daily routine puja as you do usual. But it is all after Mangala Aarti. And this Balram Jayanti is celebrated . The time is not mentioned. It must be in the noon time. When do you perform this Janmashtami, Baldev Shashti? At what time?
Well, in Mayapur, we always do at noon time, but in Vrindavan they said it's when the moon rises and sunset.
Then sunset? In the evening? In the evening.
That's what they say. But in Mayapur, we always observe it at 12 noon time.
Now you can note down. I will just dictate in it. These are the things which you have to collect from the market, and these are the things which you have to collect from a place. These are dry vegetable hubs. That is haldi, daru haldi, narakchur, bach, katahari, bariyar, kamalgatta, gorochan, jav, gehun, chamal, til, समा के चावल, पसाई के चावल, कांगनी, धान, कस्तूरी, अगर, जटामासी, केसर, चंदन, खस, कपूर, गोरोचन, राई, रॉक सॉल्ट, सरसों. दीज आर द थिंग्स विच आर ड्राई हर्ब्स विच यू कैन परचेज फ्रॉम प्रताप बाजार, जस्ट फ्यू शॉप्स आफ्टर द स्टेट बैंक वेयर यू कैन गेट इट. द शॉपकीपर्स नेम इज मोहन पसारी. So you can give the list and he will give you all the things which you can collect and keep in your stock whenever you require. They are there not to be perished. You can put in a tight bottles or in tight boxes. So whenever you require, you can bring out the things and you can use them at the time of Aushadhi. You can put the names of the Aushadhis in different names and you can collect them and keep them in your store. And these are the green vegetations. Herbs which you have to collect from the gardens or from the jungle. They are champa, mutha, sahdei, sankhahuli, katai, dudba, Piyabas, Chameli, Kund, Hulhul, Siras, and Neem. These are the green vegetations, herbs, which you have to collect from the some garden. You can give the list to some gardener, and he will just bring all the things and will give it to you. So the names which I have mentioned here are, I don't know the English names, so you can tell the Hindi names and they will collect it from some gardener and will give it to you. And previously, as I told you, you can put all these things and mix them and put them in a small mortar crusher just to make a paste of it, and put in different earthen bowls in that circular order in which I have spoke to you, and each one, when you offer an abhishek, you can just put it in the conch shell, add some water, put tulsi leaves, offer mudras, and this, with the ringing of the bell, you can put it on the forehead of the deity. Arf and Padyashvan, they are offered in the hand, feet and the mouth, and the rest of it will be offered as bath for the deity. So this is the thing which I told you. You can have collect it from the market, the list of the things, and I think it will be very easy for you. And if you happen to live here on Janmashtami day, I think it will be very easy for you to witness the whole of the procedure of the Mahabhishek which is being done in our temple. It is according to Purushukta. So if you witness that function from start to the end, you will understand everything, how everything is done and performed. Yes. Because Hari, Hari Vallabh Das is from New Mayapur. In French, Harvilash Das. He took all the dictations and all the names of the house. He wanted to know it in detail.
What time do you perform the Abhishek of Krishna Janmashtami?
Krishna Janmashtami Abhishek is performed in the morning, from 8 to 12 or 2 in the noon, because it is a long procedure. Because in Govindaji's temple, the Abhishek is performed in the night at 12. So, Jeev Goswami and Gopal Bhatt Goswami used to go to Govindarji's temple in the night to join with Jeev Goswami. So, they used to perform the Abhishek in the morning in their temple. In Radharaman temple and in Radha Damodar only, the Abhishek of Krishna Janmashtami is performed in the morning only. And rest of the temple is performed in the night. So, both the Goswamis, Jeev Goswami and Gopal Bhatt Goswami, used to go in Govindarji's temple. So, they used to perform the Abhishek in the morning, and then used to join in Govindarji's temple in the night. So that is coming. It's coming since generations. But one thing, that actually you cannot witness the Abhishek in any other temple except in our temple. They are all done. Abhishek is done inside the temple. Are they kya ho raha bhaiya? You can have the darshan, having the Abhishek, all paraphernalia and all the procedure. That will be very easy to witness.
If I'm here, I will certainly come.
Yes, I would like you, because you are doing performing pujas, and you should yes. Just have an idea of all those things. That will be very easy for you.
Another question I had, I was curious, why Krishna always has paita in Vrindavan?
Why Krishna
has his paita, his sacred thread?
In Vrindavan.
Because it appears he didn't get that till he went to Mathura.
This is not actually supported by the scriptures and Srimad Bhagavatam. The artists, they have just put in the sacred thread paita on them. Otherwise it's not a... Yes, authoritatively it is not correct. Because he had his sacred thread ceremony after when he killed the Kans, and he was now 15 years of age. Then he was sent to Sandipan Rishi's ashram to have the sacred touch ceremony there.
Yeah.
So it is just the imagination of the artist only. It's not a...
But most deities we see have poeta.
Here in Vrindavan?
So many deities have poeta.
Oh. Where, for example, Govinda?
Well, the Akshambhati of in Krishna Balaram Mandir, the Akshambhatis have poeta made on already.
Oh, already.
And in Mayapur, Radha Madhav, he has a poeta, a white line, naturally, in his body.
I think you say a lack of instructions to them.
Radha Raman, he has
no
poeta.
No. one thing I tell you, if you want to study the way of worship and the actual the practices of worship, it can be only studied in Radha Raman temple and then nowhere else. Yes. Prabhupada was also very much in the idea that the worship is actually done in Radha Raman temple and none else. If anyone wants to get training, he should get his training in Radha Raman temple by seeing the worship, daily worship in Radha Raman. It is because we have got a line in succession for the last 400 years or something less or something more, we are practicing that way of worship. Still, when we go in the temple, we don't feel ourselves that I am Vishwambhar. We feel ourselves that we are one of the gopis and dasis, just working under the instruction of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is Gunmanjari there. He is not Gopal Bhatta Goswami there. He is Gunmanjari. And we are doing all the services under her instruction as Gunmanjari. That's an idea.
This is your mood when you are doing
worship
puja
in the temple. Because there is no maid is allowed to do the worship in Vrindavan. All the gopis were doing the puja either in Bower or in other sphere of life. All the gopis were doing. So in Vrindavan, everyone is expected to be serving Lord Krishna in the form of gopis. After that, when he went to Mathura, there were so many friends and so many people just to serve him. But in Vrindavan especially, there were only the gopis who had the highest type of worship. So we are in mood, in that mood. Mahaprabhu, you also know, there is a very good shloka by Mahaprabhu which he used to chant while he was in Gambhira. Naham vipro narpatim narpa vaishyo na shudro. Naham varani grah patirva van prasthiya tirva. Kint prudhya nikran puna matabde gopir bhartu kamadiyo das dasa anudah. So this caste, creed or ashram, everything is a stumbling block in the way of worship. It's complete surrender. The mood of complete surrender comes while we are in the form of gopis. While we are in the mood of gopis. Radha bhavadut suritam nam Krishna sir. Radha in the form and at the same time in the mood. The form and mood, both things combined and that makes the atmosphere of worship. So I think if you can just manage to stay, I think it will be better for you to have. what you can.
I had another question. I was very curious. They always offer Tulsi to Krishna's feet. His mother and father also, they knew this, but they know that Vishnu, he is the only person who can accept Tulsi leaf. Why they allow their son
to put the
Tulsi on?
First, they didn't know that my son is offered Tulsi leaf. Because in, especially in Vrindavan, the mood of Krishna and Nanda and Yashoda, they don't regard him as a Parabrahma or Paratattva. They feel that he is a child, a small child, as if he is taking his birth from their womb, from the womb of Mother Yashoda. So the difference between the two moods is like this. The Yashoda and Nanda in Vrindavan and Vasudeva and Devaki in Mathura. The difference between Vrindavan and Mathura is only 6 miles. But the physical difference, but the difference between the Mathura and Vrindavan bhav, it is a vast difference between the two. You cannot imagine, you cannot measure that difference between the two. In Vrindavan there is a story in Padma Purana that Krishna with his father Nanda Baba, he was just moving behind the cow herd to the grazing pasture land. The cows were, they're moving on the sand of Yamuna, and Nanda Baba was moving with his wooden sandal on the beach, Yamuna beach. Then Krishna said, see, you are putting on this wooden sandal, but you know my cows have got no sandals and they are moving in this hot sand of Yamuna. They are feeling very uneasy. Can't you order to make the soon as cow would put on this wooden sandal? It is impossible. So if they cannot, then you should also not put on wooden sandals, you should also move barefooted. And he, at the request of his son, he has to put off his wooden sandal. And Krishna was carrying the wooden sandal on his head. He's moving behind the cows. So Nanda Baba didn't know that his son is a Paratattva, Parabrahma, Parameshwar. He felt himself that he is my son. That, and the, in the other bhav, that in Mathura bhav, when Kansa was killed, and Krishna and Balaram, they went to touch the feet of Vasudeva and Devaki. Vasudeva and Devaki didn't allow them to touch the feet even, because they knew that he is Vishnu, because they have seen in the Krishna, Kansa's prison, in his forearms. And he said that I am taking the birth from the womb of Devaki and I will perform this thing and that thing. All the devatas, they all came there and they prayed Vishnu at that time. So they had an idea that my son, he is not my son. For his pastime, he has taken birth in the womb of Devaki. And it is impossible for me to accept his obeisances because he is Vishnu. And if I accept his obeisances, I am committing an offense. So he had no courage to accept that obeisances from Krishna. And he just prevented him not to do that. The difference between the two moods, you can easily distinguish that Mathura mood and Vrindavan mood is quite different. If someone is offering the Tulsi leaves at the feet of Krishna, Nanda Baba and Yashoda didn't care and didn't know of it. And I think, so far as my, it's a question, it's a very fine question, so far I'll know, nowhere it has been mentioned that in Vrindavan Tulsi leaves has been offered at the feet of Lord Krishna. Kumkum, dekho. So this is the difference between the two moods. Any questions?
No, thank you very much.
He tells, be frank, don't be any question. Where is Gaurki Shabda? He's in South?
I think he's out of India. He said he's
out of India.
He was going to come back after Ras Purnima time.
Oh.
He said he'd be back.
I've not him from met him for a long time. Someone told me this was in South, but it's long ago. Not the same.
Being in Vrindavan, everybody is coming to see Krishna. In the streets, everybody's going to and from to see Krishna. It's packed with pilgrims, all coming to see Krishna.
If not coming to see Krishna, they are coming here just to, in a surcharge, a spiritual atmosphere, to get something for the spiritual food. Everybody, it's not possible for everyone to see Krishna.
No.
It is the holy land where they come, they have come. The holy land has got its own effect. If you go to cinema, it has got its own effect. If you go to the bar, it has got its own effect. But this holy land has got its own effect. Last time when I went to the States, I talked many people. Why you people are not so much fixed in your spiritual understanding? Why there is wavering? The wavering is because they haven't got the atmosphere for that. Only for a short time, when they do their 16 rounds, or when they go to the temple, or when they read Bhagavad, or they read Gita, only that very short time they have an association with their spiritual life. After that, they are all mixing with the material world, doing everything materialistic. That is why there is a lack of spiritual food for the Westerners when they live in the Western world. So I advise them, many of them. Prabhupada, he organized in this way, that every disciple, every devotee should come to Vrindavan and should stay here for some time, and then he should go and do his other duties to the West or to his home, wherever he is. It means his life should be, his spirit should be, soul should be surcharged with the spiritual atmosphere, and that will give a spiritual food to him. But now it's so happening that many people, they don't want to come to Vrindavan. If they come, ever they come for an hour or two, and then again fly back to Delhi or to some other place. They don't want to stay in Vrindavan. If they don't stay, they spiritually they will not be benefited. They have to stay here for some time. And unless and until you don't stay here, you don't get sufficient food for that. So spiritual understanding is here, spiritual atmosphere is here. When you come here, you should try to connect as much as spiritual energy as you can. Otherwise, it's no use coming to Vrindavan. But it's automatically, those who come here, as you told me, many people come, they cannot see Krishna because they have got no such a spiritual understanding that they can feel Krishna. They come in Vrindavan, and the holy association of Vrindavan makes them purified. We are living in Vrindavan. I don't say that I am a very holy man and a very pious man. I am the most ungraded, downtrodden man. But even that, because the association of Vrindavan is there, I am living here, the association of Vrindavan is making me purify with his association. There is no my good deeds, I am doing no good deeds in my life. But even then, the association of Vrindavan is purifying me. For example, in Jamuna or in Ganges, there are so many creatures, like tortoise, crocodiles and all these dangerous typhoon. But because they are living in the lap of Jamuna and Ganga, the holy association of Ganga and Jamuna purifies them. So is the case with these people. We are living in Vrindavan. We are not doing any good deeds. But even then, the association of Vrindavan is purifying us. So the association of the holy places makes the man purified, and in the sometime, if not very soon, but with the constant association, the time may arrive that he can be changed and he can become a good devotee. So the accession of Vrindavan is very essential. Those who come here, they should live here. Recently, a devotee, Dwarkanath Prabhu, yesterday I was talking with you, he came from Three Rivers. And when he was coming here, I told him what's his program and for how long you will stay in India and where you will visit. Then he told me that I am going nowhere except Vrindavan. So he was constantly, for 1 month he was here in Vrindavan, and he never left for a single moment the Vrindavan limits. So that is the thing that requires the devotee should come and live here and just surcharge their soul and spirit with this spiritualistic atmosphere. That will give you benefit.
So what do you think of Mayapur? In the future, what type of mood will be there in Mayapur?
So far as Mayapur is being developed in the form of a good Vaishnava center, I appreciate it. But at the same time, the concentration should not be only on that outwardly developments. There should be some spiritual developments also.
Kirtan.
Kirtan and bhajan also. You should chant. You should... my idea was, I visited Mayapur 2 times. And but I saw big buildings and big guest house. That is good, it's no harm. Because many devotees who come, they are not in a habit of living in the dingy house and in the small huts and the cottages. They want some facilities to live. But even those devotees who are living there, the Vaishnavas, they should live an austere life. Their life should be an example for those people who come and live in the big guest houses. They should feel that they are living and leading such an austere life. They are not coveted to live in the big and this cozy apartments. So actually the Vaishnavas who are living there, they should live a very austere life. And their life should be an example for those people who visit Mayapur. It's because this is the age of advertisement and propaganda. So one who is successful in propaganda, he gets every success in his life. But success is there, no doubt, but who wants spiritual success? And that spiritual success will come when you will concentrate on your bhajan and your austere life. That will come to you.
That's very good advice.
I met very good devotees in USA. And you know Bir Bahu? He is BBT Spanish head.
I've never met him.
He is a very fine devotee. He is a householder. But still he is leading a very austere life. And I knew that first when I met him, I thought him to be a very rough man. But when I came in close contact with him, I found this very sweet in heart, outwardly very rough, very strict. But internally I found him very, very, just like, as soft as anything. So there are some devotees who have impressed me very much. I want that you should be an example for all the people who come over here. If you lead a same type of life, a luxurious life, then it will not create an impression. Yeah, because we have seen luxuries in the West. There are so many luxuries that you cannot... especially we people in India cannot imagine about it. I didn't imagine what the West is. When first I visited it, I found what West is. It all opened my eyes.
Hmm.
this devotee should be an example. Because one thing, I have talked many problems with many devotees there. The thing is that there is no controller who can give you a good lesson, as Prabhupada was. He was very outspoken. He used to speak everything very straightforward. If he liked things, he appreciated. If he disliked, he would at once criticize. So there must be one strict master who can, at the both times, he can blow hot and cold. That is bit lack. What do you think?
Well, there was no one like Prabhupada
that
I can say.
Correct.
No one like Prabhupada. And everywhere he was
perfect. He was perfect. That is why you want a man like Prabhupada, who can just control everything. And all the disciples of Prabhupada, they are of the age of 40 to 45, senior most. And everyone is 40 and 45, so no one is going to surrender to anyone. Everyone thinks himself to be complete in everything. If I say anything, we say, oh, why should I follow him? I know I am more wiser than him. Why should I? But this was not the question of Prabhupada. No one was thinking that Prabhupada is saying anything which we shouldn't follow. We should follow. This is the difficulty. Well, Mahaprabhu's grace, he will do everything what you want.
Yes, I hope we can develop my part to fulfill his desire. But it was predicted also by Nityananda Prabhu in Navadvipa Mahatma that many, many wonderful temples and buildings will again spring up in Mayapur.
No, it is very fine. I think this is the age of advertisement and propaganda and publicity. It's very good. But at the same time, we in our history, we have got some episodes, very fine episodes. The India was reigned by Chandragupta Maurya, a Maurya dynasty. And his prime minister was Chanakya.
Chanakya Pandit.
When a foreigner came here in India, he wanted to meet the prime minister of India. And he went to the king's court and requested him there, went to meet the prime minister. Then he directed someone to take him to the Prime Minister's house. In the jungle, they travel all the way in the jungle, deep forest. And when they reached there, they saw that the Chanakya, he was with the cow dung and the mud, he was just cleaning his cottage, doing plastering. They went, and the man who took the foreigner there, he said, This is the Prime Minister. He is doing this plastering work with the cow dung and the mud, his cottage. He went in, paid homage, said, what do you want? I have come to meet the Prime Minister of India. Well, tell me what do you want. I am the same man. You are doing such a bad thing. Because I am an example for so many people. If I don't do it with my own hand, then why people will follow me? So, as in Gita it has been said, Kaun खोलिए किवाड़ खोलिए बात कर रही है when he came he said that in Gita it is clearly said yadudacharita shayas nistarata diyate sayat pramanam kurti lokastha nivarti and those people who are at the top of the society the way in which they act their actions their deeds their way of working their way of thinking will be followed by the masses if they're at the top thing is wrong the masses will go to the extreme if the people who are at the top if they're doing the correct thing the masses follow and they will be correct people so the example should be what you say you should act what you act you should think what you think you should act what you think what you should say what you say you should act if there is a difference between the two between the three actions then there's no use it should be correlated so if you say to the people tanada sunichan taru sashna amanna mandin kirtani sada and you don't do that then no one will follow you And if you say, people say, you are not following, you are telling us. A simple thing, you tell someone that please don't tell lie. And after giving this sermon to some people, after a few minutes you tell lie. And once you will catch on with you. Oh, yes, a few minutes before you were telling me you shouldn't catch, told lie, tell lie, and you are telling lie. What effect will that man have? He will not follow you. So the effect of the thing should be like this, that what you think, that you should say the same thing and you should act in the same direction. That will create an example in the atmosphere to follow the people. The standard of the following is changed now. The people in India are less materially, spiritually developed. They are materially, they are following the rest. But they are not spiritually following the spiritual life of India or the spiritual understandings of the Indian life. That is why India is going to astray. People are following the matinee idols, cinema stars, superstars. They are not following the rishis and the Vaishnavas and the great devotees. This is the difference. So what we say we should do. This is very difficult. I have said it very easily, but if you think over it, it is very difficult. Yes.
We tell everybody
yes.
to surrender to Krishna.
Who don't surrender? This is difficult. But Prabhupada has done marvelous, no doubt. He has done marvelous, beyond expectations. You cannot change a man, a single, you cannot change a single habit of a man, but he has transformed the man. The whole of the culture, thinking, dressing, fooding, food habits, everything has changed, transformed, completely, it's beyond expectation. Cannot be that. So many people went to the West, and so many Western people came to the India also. These spiritual people, I'm talking of these spiritual people. But such a vast and grand success was never done in the life. Prabhupada was very intimate to me when he was leaving Vaishikupal temple in 1953. At that time he was a Vicharan Goswami only, wearing white clothes, writing back to Godhead, getting it printed in the press and distributing on his bicycle from door to door. Very simple man. He was very intimate to me here for the last 10 years when he was here in Vrindavan. He left Vrindavan, went to the West. Again in 1966, when there was a Kumbh in Allahabad, he came. By that time he was a very big man. So I came to know that he's come to Kumbh fair in Allahabad. I didn't want to meet him, because I thought him that he might not recognize me. And that will hurt my feeling if he doesn't recognize me. I was also there staying in a camp. And one very chilly morning, he was going for his morning walk with two devotees. It was Guru Kripa and Guru Das, both of them. They were going. Prabhupada was well just going on the road. It was all very foggy and very cold. He read my name in a big banner. That was my name. It was in Hindi. He read it. And he came inside the compound. He just inquired the man where is the camp that Vishwambhar Goswami is staying. We told him, that is the camp, we can go there and meet him. He came, I was sitting, it was very cold, I was just chanting in the morning my Harinam. So he just opened the flap of the camp and he asked me, may I come in? I couldn't recognize him. Who was it? Because it was the light was in the back. And he was just facing towards me in the inside the camp. I just come on. He just walked in, and two foreign devotees also walked in. Then he came close to me. Then I recognized, oh, Prabhupada, come on. I knew him, see. And we had a 2-hour talk, very friendly and very interesting talk regarding what he did and how he went and he told me everything. When he introduced me with the two devotees, this Guru Kripa and Guru Das. And after that, we had many programs in Benaras, in Allahabad, and in Vrindavan also. So he was very affectionate to me. When he was ill, before he disappeared, I went to meet him. He was just lying on the bed. No one was allowed to meet him at that time, but I didn't know that he was so ill that he is not in a position to meet. Anyhow, my name was told to him. He called me at once, called me inside. I don't know. How are you? I just inquired about his health. And he told him, we are having Mahaprabhu's centennial celebrations are coming in near future. What plan you have got? He said, we have not yet worked out anything, but still we think that we will have some programs. I told him that I want your cooperation, and the cooperation with ISKCON. You know, I am ready. Whatever you want cooperation, we are ready to give all cooperation for that. I had a few talks with him. He was not in a position to speak very think clearly. I was there for 15 or 20 minutes with him. And after a few days, I came to know that Prabhupada is no more. So he had a very close association with my family and temple. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is his spiritual master. He was very closely associated with my grandfather. And both of them, they jointly worked in preaching Mahaprabhu's philosophy and Mahaprabhu's Prem Dharma in all over India. Jointly worked. He was here for 6 months in our house, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. And they jointly with my grandfather, they planned whole of the things in propagating the Chaitanya philosophy and the message. So we had an association with Gaudi Amat and Bhakti Vinod and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and Prabhupada also. So this association has been very fruitful in teaching Chaitanya philosophy and Mahaprabhu's message.
You also met Bhaktisiddhanta?
No. I was not born at that time, when he was here. My grandfather was at that time.
In Vrindavan, there seem to be more people coming in now. There are more buildings are being built.
Yes.
I see buildings everywhere now.
Yes. Now the form of Vrindavan has changed. But you should distinguish Vrindavan in two forms. One is spiritual and another is material. So the development which you see is a material development. A spiritual cannot be seen with the eyes, but can be felt in the heart.
But after the building is being built to by pilgrims or by?
By pilgrims and many people who want to come here and live in Vrindavan for after their retirement from the business or service. So many people and many wealthy people, these Marwadis, they are having a lot of money. So just they want to have a place here in Vrindavan. So they are doing for that purpose. For change. Health resort. I don't call it a spiritual resort. Mm-hmm. For health resort, for change resort. They are making these houses. Big houses you see.
Still, they will get association on
top. Yes, association. But one thing, there are very few people who have got a spiritual insight. They see all these outwardly things. And that makes them, their mind permeated. This is the difficulty.
And at 5 o'clock in the morning, place was packed, very difficult to walk.
Wow.
So many people.
Yeah. But one goes to stay near a temple, it passes just by side of the temple. What do you see up and down? Vrindavan is only to be felt, not to be afraid.
Yes.
Vrindavan, what is Vrindavan? It's only to be felt, yes. Not to be afraid. It's difficult to explain. Because there are many, so many sensations and feelings in your heart which you don't find expression through words. Okay. But you feel it. So the Vrindavan, actually what Vrindavan is, it's only to be felt.
It's an experience.
And feel. If you tell me, you give the description, then I cannot give it. I will tell you, there are so many roads, so many bazaars, so many buildings, so many temples. I can explain to you. But that's not actually the description of Vrindavan. How do you feel in Vrindavan?